You probably believe, as long as you drive safe, avoid having accidents, that your vehicle insurance rates will stay low. Well, the truth is that you can be safe with your car, but still wind up with high insurance costs if you're reckless with your credit. New Jersey drivers, for example, can see their rates skyrocket by triple digit if your credit score plummets. Here to explain how this happens, how much this is overlooked, what you could do to prevent it or fix it, is senior insurance analyst with Insurance Quotes, Laura Adams. Thanks for being here today, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
And it's insurancequotes.com, in case you did not assume that obvious. And when I say that rates can skyrocket if someone's credit rate plummets, how much of a skyrocket for a driver in New Jersey, for example, is that financial pain?
New Jersey drivers are paying some of the highest rates out there when it comes to having poor credit. So on average across the nation, we see that the score for your insurance is going to double across the nation on average. So there are some states where that increase is substantially higher when you have poor credit, and some states where it's lower. New Jersey residents are seeing a 216% increase for those drivers who have poor credit when compared to rates for drivers who have excellent credit. And even if you have median or fair credit, New Jersey drivers are still seeing about a 48% increase. So this is really affecting New Jersey drivers in their wallets, and it's going to affect what they pay for auto, you know, substantially going forward if they don't have a good credit record.
And this is all based on what's called the CBIS, the credit-based insurance score. Do we know what constitutes that CBIS for that individual?
You know, I think that's what's so interesting about this. It's not like a consumer credit score, like a FICO score, where you can call it up, you can purchase it, you perhaps can get it for free in some areas. With the credit-based insurance score, it is a proprietary way that insurance companies are evaluating you. So this is going to vary from company to company. And why it varies so much is that states don't look at credit the same way. Some states actually prohibit the use of credit in both auto insurance and home insurance. Some of those states are California, Hawaii, and Massachusetts. So drivers in those states will not see a change in their auto insurance rates that has anything to do with credit. But other states are allowed to use credit more liberally, like New Jersey, and so they do it. And we're going to see big changes in your rates depending on the health of your credit.
Now, is the insurance company, are they mandated to explain why the rates are influenced and how your rates are influenced by your credit report? Is that something you have to request after you get that pack of papers from your insurance agent?
You know, when it comes to credit decisions, if there is an adverse action taken against you, whether it means you get denied a credit card or a mortgage or even denied insurance, they do have to disclose that and allow you to see your credit report so that you know what's at the root of that. But if a company just raises your rate because, let's say, now they check up on you and your credit is not as good as it was a couple years ago when you initially got your quote from them, they don't have to disclose that. But if they do decide to deny you credit, they would have to tell you. But we typically find that it just means that rates will go up. So if you did get, let's say, insurance years ago when your credit was not so good, in some cases your insurance company may not be checking up on you. They may have just given you a quote initially based on your credit score. So if your credit is better, a smart tip for consumers is to ask to be re-rated by your current company or simply to shop around, because it's likely that you're going to get a lower rate now if your credit is better than it was back when you initially got your quote.
Or Laura Adams, who is Senior Insurance Analyst with Insurance Quotes, which is found at insurancequotes.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So those, because legally you have the right to a free credit report once a year, and be careful where you get that from, because you get those email scam things. You just go to what you know is a legitimate source for a credit report and double check, because there could be mistakes in your credit report too, Laura, that could be damaging in a case like this.
Absolutely. So, yeah, annualcreditreport.com is the official site where you can get all of your credit reports for free every 12 months. And it really is smart for consumers to check up on this because many reports do have errors. You know, anything where we've got human, humans involved in posting data and making sure data is in a file, there is a potential for error. So checking up on that at least once a year is a really smart move because not only could it be dragging down your credit for things like credit cards and loans and causing you to pay higher interest rates, but it's also going to cause you, in many cases, to be paying higher insurance rates. And this is surprising to a lot of people. So I guess the message here is even if you're not on the, you know, in the market to buy a home or a car and you're not looking at getting financing, your credit report and your credit information will impact other areas of your financial life.
As far as with insurancequotes.com, when someone comes over to your website, what are some of your services? What do you make available for the insurance consumer?
We have basically every type of insurance that you might need, auto, home, health, life, and business. And we are a free platform, a free marketplace for consumers. They put in their zip code, you know, complete a very short form with basic information, and they're going to get information on quotes from multiple companies. And I think that's kind of the beauty of shopping online. Not only can you do it 24/7, but it makes shopping more efficient because you just have to put your information in one time and you're going to get multiple quotes. Then you compare, you look at what the quotes are and who you want to do business with and go from there.
Instead of having one sales pitch after another fall into your ears or in your face, that certainly is a greater comfort zone and something that can be, well, you know, quite frankly, intimidating for some people. It's also where you can find details about the report that we discussed here, insurancequotes.com, and we put a direct link as well over at our website. So if you're in your 50s, you're wondering why your insurance rates in New Jersey are something you thought maybe a teen driver would be paying at this point in their life, well, maybe you have to get your credit report and check things out and fix things up by paying your obligations on time, not maxing out your cards, and lightening the load on your credit activity and make it more efficient and responsible, as opposed to a little, maybe too loose with the spending. And that could be a way to not just lower your debt, but create less of a debt because you'll have lower auto insurance rates. Again, insurancequotes.com is a place to get your insurance shopping done a lot more efficiently and user-friendly. And we've been joined by their senior insurance analyst, Laura Adams. Laura, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.